Hi everyone, I'm Jennifer Trulock. I'm a partner at Bradley Arant Bolt Cummings in Dallas, Texas, and I'm your presiding officer for this segment of Essential Employment Law. I'm so excited to introduce your first speaker for the afternoon, and I get to introduce Vanessa Gonzalez, and she has been kind enough to come and speak to us on the FMLA. Vanessa is a partner at Bickerstaff Heath Delgado Acosta, LLP in Austin. And she is on the employer side, and she defends employers in complaints filed with the EEOC and the Texas Workforce Commission, the Department of Labor, and in state and federal courts. She has had jury trials. And I thought it was really interesting, Vanessa, that you represent higher education institutes as institutions as well in matters related to Title VII. And Vanessa is board certified, which is no small feat in labor and employment law. So, Vanessa, this is a topic I would love for all of my clients to take a class on. You have so many questions to answer in talking about the FMLA and avoiding common mistakes, and especially how it overlaps with the ADA. So, take it away, Vanessa.
Okay, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. The Family Medical Leave Act is the first time in United States history when the government required employers in the country to grant leave to employees. So it's not every employer. We're going to talk about which employers are required. That's the biggest question I get from small businesses when I represent small businesses. And so those are the kinds of questions we're going to look at as we go over. This is a topic we can talk about for hours. So it's going to be an overview today, in 30 minutes. So the Family Medical Leave Act, which came into law in the 1990s, the Clinton administration signed this into law, requires these. We're going to go through some of the requirements to determine if the employer is required to comply with the Family Medical Leave Act. So first of all, what is the Family Medical Leave Act? It entitles eligible employees. Of covered employers. And of course, those are two terms that are defined. What is an eligible employee and what is a covered employer? To take 12 weeks of unpaid leave, protected. In other words, protected means that they get to come back to the same exact job after the 12 weeks of leave. And there's certain categories of reasons why leave can be taken, and we'll go through those in detail. And while they're gone, their health insurance coverage stays in place. And when they come back to the same exact job with nothing changing. So let's go through some of those definitions. First of all, who is a covered employer, which is the biggest question I always get. If it's a local government or an institution of higher education schools, they are automatically a covered employer. They must comply with the Family Medical Leave Act, regardless of the number of employees. And then for private businesses, if they have 50 or more employees, within a 75-mile radius, then they are covered. Okay, that's the big question I always get. And then, some of the details are what if part of the year they had 50? So it's for 20 or more weeks is the number 50. So that's the big question I always get. When you have 50 employees, you've got to comply with this. You're required by law to comply with this. And it's a very unique employment law because it gives the employee certain rights that cannot be interfered with by the employer. So it enables employees to have what's called an interference lawsuit simply because they didn't get their rights adhered to. So that's different from the other employment laws like Title VII. That's what makes this a very unique and different statute. Okay, so the next big definition is who is an eligible employee? And eligible employees, first of all, they work for an employee who's covered, a covered employee. They've been employed for the employer for at least 12 months. And they've worked for at least 1,250 hours during that 12-month period. And the covered employer has at least 50 employees within a 75-mile radius. So you might have heard that out there in the world. It has to be 50 or more employees within a 75-mile radius. Interestingly enough, that's in the definition for eligible employees, but obviously that applies, it gets applied all the time. You hear it applied to who is the employer. Has to have 50 or more employees within a 75-mile radius of the site where that particular employee works. The person that wants the FMLA leave. Okay. So what does 12 months of employment mean?